Buddha is quoted as saying that life is suffering. Full stop. That's it. When you're alive, you're suffering. And in a way, that's true. For most people, most of the time, they have stuff going on, either with their life circumstance, or other people, or how they see themselves. It's a contracted, complaining view of how life is, let's say, treating them. So when Buddha says life is misery, in a way, that's true. And we have another way of looking at it. If you're not light, joyful, playful, delighted with your being and life, then there is a possibility that something is contaminating your life in some way. Buddha also is quoted as saying through Zen, know thyself. Know thyself. It does seem that the more you know yourself, the more clear things seem to be. But you have to know yourself. If somebody's angry at you, most people are affected by that. Most people. It's very, very rare that somebody sees through this person, sees through their behavior, sees through and into the beingness of that person. It's rare, and there are people. So we react, and that reaction is an opportunity to see yourself more clearly, because you are reacting. It's not just the words. There is actually an energy, a vibration, a frequency. Now, if you're clear of whatever they're saying, this energy will come, maybe just give you a little shake and pass right through, because there's nothing for it to stick to. There's nothing in you that is about what they're saying. This is about them. But if you are upset, it means whatever they're saying, the frequency, the words, is touching a place in you about which you are not in full acceptance. Meaning, you're not really seeing it clearly. The mind is still contaminated in some way through experiences, through its upbringing. So, if there's a reaction, it's a gift. Not unkindly, but disconnect from the other person just for a while and take a look inside. What is actually going on with you in this very moment? And you can start with the body, because the body will have changed. You can take a look at the emotions, because the emotions are affected. You can take a look at the action of the mind. What's the mind thinking? Something's going on, and it's yours. Triggered by the others, it's yours, and it's a gift. Be with it. Take a look. What's happening? Stop. This is your gateway to a freedom you can't even imagine. For when it happens, you realize you couldn't even imagine how wonderful it is to be free of reaction and to drop into a gentle, loving, caring response. Which, if you are clear of whatever that person is saying to you, you will not be adversely affected. You will see them. You will feel for them. And look, is there anything you can share or be to help them to see themselves more clearly? Because what they're projecting onto you is indeed a projection of what they think is in you, which is actually sourced in them. I'm suggesting to you that freedom is possible to you. When I say freedom, I mean free from any adversity. discomfort, anger, judgment, free, free. You, listening to this, the way there is to make it your priority. If other things are more important, that's where your energy will go. And you'll keep trying to fix things on the outside, and they're not on the outside. They're reflected on the outside, but it's you. It's about you. And if you make this consciousness your priority unconditionally, every single moment, one day, something will go click, and that's what Buddha was talking about. Bankai, Lao Tzu. That's right, it's indescribable. It's not good, it's not bad, it's not right, it's not wrong. It just is isness. And suddenly there's this connection to everything and everybody. Now, we'll use the word love, although it's often misused. A state is entered of love. And this love is, it includes the self, includes everybody and everything. So when somebody's angry at you, as I say, maybe a little shake in the body because it's an energy, if you're clear, it passes through and you see this person in this moment and you resonate with the state of their pain. They're in pain. Most people are in pain most of the time. They're in pain. And you're there and you're available. Now, there's no compulsion to do anything because you're not sure whether this person needs to be in that state or not. But something usually comes up. We'll call it empathy, caring. Is there anything I can say? Is there in any way at all I can help this person see themselves more clearly? My particular thing has been, and I think it's still at the moment, it's not our job to change people. But there is something about assisting people to see themselves and their situation more clearly for themselves. Because once it's seen clearly, it starts to fade. It just starts to disintegrate and disappear. Once it's seen clearly, if it's seen as a judgment or it's got to be changed, no, that helps to stick it. But if, that's what's going on. And often when you say, that's what's going on, you get where it came from. Oh, yes, my mother was like that. My father was like that. My brother was like that. My teacher taught me that. The priest taught me that. I'm being told that all the time. And that isn't so. When you meet a person that is beyond fear, beyond anger, in what we will call compassion, caring, freedom, in a way, there's nobody there. There's no position. There's no opinion. There's nothing fixed in there. It's soft and it's flowing and it's gentle and it's loving. And it's caring, and it is with you. With you. It will not argue. It will give you the respect to allow you to be who you think you are. And this being will be there to assist you if you're available. If you're available. So I'm coming back to the way I see things is everything is for you. Everything is an opportunity in any way. And then, as I say, something arises inside. the kingdom of God, it's been called the Tao, the way, the hidden harmony, things that don't really actually saying it, and it's an attempt to say freedom. And if you check in with the writings or people who are in that state, they'll all say, it's not unique. It's in every single person. It's in every single thing. It is the basis of beingness. And you don't have to do anything because it's already there. All that needs to be is uncover it. Oh, that's what's in the way. Oh, I'm still doing that unconsciously. Oh, I need to look at that. I need to accept that. And as you do, you uncover your essential self, the oneness, the beingness, the that-ness. It does seem like that when we have uncovered our core, seen the layer, accepted it, no longer giving it energy one way or another, just seeing it, it's there, it fades away, and eventually we become aware, one with this essential self. Now, in a way, we could say this essential self is loving and caring. And that's true on one level, but it's beyond that. You see, it's beyond loving and caring because there's a realization that there is only one. This person in front of you, this tree in front of you, it's all one. We are all one with it. Let's say on a frequency level, just to try and describe it. Everything is one. And so what we call love and empathy and caring, of course it's there. Oh, this person hasn't realized that they are that, that they are love. They haven't realized it. But you, let's say, know it, feel it, sense it, one with it. So automatically, it's not a doing, it's not anything to do. You are there with them for however is appropriate. And I want to mention this again because it comes up so often for me. The new babies that are coming into the world, the new babies, instead of just lying there with their eyes closed, sucking their thumb or a dummy, nowadays their eyes are wide open and they're there. And when you make this connection with them, they make that connection with you and you're one with it. My theory is that they're so young, so uncontaminated, they're still strongly connected to the source. So when they look, you feel the source come through. And you feel this sensation inside, this delight. It's been said over and over, thou art that. And it's covered for some, presumably some reason that I have no idea about. Once we make this our priority, seeing, accepting, allowing, that's what's left. Empathy, love, caring, delight.